Have you ever wanted to buy a vacation home? Hashtag I live where you vacation can be a real thing. Whether you live abroad or you're a busy Kingstonian, having a private getaway on the North Coast is like living a dream, but it can be your reality. I'm Kalila Reynolds and welcome to The Property Source, powered by RE/MAX Elite Realty. On this episode, RE/MAX Elite Realty Montego Bay agent St. Aubyn Clark will tell us how to choose and buy our dream vacation home. Hi, St. Aubyn. Welcome to The Property Source.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
I'm glad to have you. So I feel like I'm starting by asking the obvious, but why should someone consider purchasing a vacation home in Jamaica?
Where do I start? Why not? Why not purchase a vacation home in Jamaica? There are so many good points that could be mentioned to encourage someone to make that step. First of all, Jamaica is a tropical paradise. That's no secret, right? And there are so many diverse options in terms of real estate. There are apartments, condos, luxury living. There's something for everybody. Real estate in Jamaica is at a stage right now where there's something to fit every budget. And I can tell you this as a sneak peek. Jamaica, I think, in my opinion, as a realtor, Jamaica's real estate market is just blossoming, right? So in real estate, there is something that they say, there is no time like the present, and this is true.
Yeah, so where should we typically be looking again? I feel like the obvious answer is North Coast.
Okay, and this, first of all, it depends on what your end game is. All the different parishes in Jamaica has their pros and cons, and most of them are pros. Yes, North Coast is an obvious choice for vacation rentals. However, Kingston, which is on the eastern end of the island, offers also a lot of advantages. It's a different type of vacation because it's more based towards business, but anybody who's coming to Jamaica will want to incorporate a little play with their work, right? In the North Coast, the typical areas, Montego Bay, of course, positioning is key. Montego Bay is where one of the major airports in Jamaica is. Most vacationers want to start their vacation ASAP. When they land in Jamaica, they want to know that within 30 minutes to an hour, if they are not on the beach, they are getting ready to go on the beach. So definitely Montego Bay offers that option. Negril, capital of casual, mm-hmm. right? For the person who wants the real authentic vacation experience, Negril is at the top of their list. You know, that 7 mile beach is to die for. You know, we kind of take it for granted as Jamaicans, but when I listen to some of my clients, how blown away they are by just that 7 mile beach, I understand that we have a real jewel. Mm-hmm. Ocho Rios, it's an eco paradise, you know? Dunge River Falls, you have the Fern Gully, the list goes on. You know, so if you go on the South Coast in St. Elizabeth, it's a more laid back experience, but also with over 6 billion inhabitants on planet Earth, there is more than enough persons to find interest in all of the areas in Jamaica that we have to offer.
Mm-hmm. And then you have the St. Mary, where you have new airports.
Exactly.
Portland.
Exactly.
Different vibe.
And it goes back to what I'm saying, that Jamaica is poised right now to explode in real estate. I mean, the persons who are watching closely will tell you. There have been certain developments in terms of new real estate offerings that have now been introduced to the market, especially on the North Coast, which has been a game changer in terms of where the price point is located. And what it does, it signals a shift towards Jamaica really correcting itself in terms of value to where it rightfully belongs.
Well, locals might say that prices are out the market, but it's a different market, right?
Yes. So as I said, let's talk a little bit about when we're saying vacation homes, your mind will easily go to Airbnb. Mm-hmm. You know, Airbnb, even though it's a proprietary name, it is something that we understand that this means maybe not a formal hotel, somebody's private home that they put on the market on the various platforms to invite guests to stay. You know, it's very normally cost effective, and it can be a high yield investment to the homeowner. So when we look at Airbnb, where Airbnb started is a little bit different from where it is now, because Airbnb is typically wherever you have a property. It could be up in the mountains. There's somebody who is interested in staying there.
Mm-hmm.
So for that reason, the person who is interested in investing in a vacation property, they have to be careful not to lose focus. Keep in mind what you have, because one of the first things, sorry, not what you have, what you need, what you desire, right? Keep in mind what you desire, because if you're going to be, if you have a budget for a low to middle income vacation experience to offer to whoever is looking at your list of offerings, then that's what you stick to, because it is still a vacation home. It could be something up in the mountains. It could be a log cabin that is right on a river. You know, it's a vacation home. So what you do, you don't get caught up with all the high price condo developments that are going on. You'd speak with a realtor and say, this is what I want. Can you make it happen? Right? And of course, as a realtor, you have local knowledge. There might be some properties that are not necessarily advertised on a global scale because it's a niche product. So your realtor will say, okay, this is what you want. Let's look at your budget. Okay, your budget, I'm going to find something that fits your budget. Not the reverse.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to try to sacrifice to get something that is outside of your budget. You know, this is your budget. We're going to find something that fits your budget. So to answer your question, it doesn't necessarily mean that the normal person who is trying to make ends meet, they have a dream to own a vacation home. It doesn't mean that they are necessarily out of the market. You just have to remain focused and say, this is what I want, because there are persons who want that authentic vacation experience.
Right.
They want to be somewhere that has a local feel. And trust me, Jamaica, any corner of Jamaica you go to, you can find that experience.
So is there anywhere on the North Coast right now that I could get that deal? Like, what's the more affordable areas along that coast?
So it's a very dynamic market now. And when you talk about a deal is not always advertised, right?
Mm.
And again, it is important to have a relationship with a realtor that has their fingers on the pulse and someone who is looking out for you. So for example, I have clients that once I know what makes them tick, what they're looking for, as soon as I have a conversation with someone who has something that might fit their need, I'm going to call them. That's how you get a deal. If you're gonna be doing the traditional methods of searching online, you're gonna find deals that have already benefited someone else. So you might become frustrated and you say, oh my God, everything I see that feels like this is something I can jump on. When I call the agent,
gone. It's
already gone,
mm-hmm.
You know? So you get deals by keeping close contact with your realtor and say, listen, first of all, let's go through the basics. I am doing a cash deal and my budget is 100,000 or 10 million, 20 million. As soon as you see something, let me know. So yes, you can still get me.
When it comes to beachfront properties, mm-hmm. I know there are some regulations in play. I remember that you can't have a property more than a certain number of feet from the water or something
right.
like that. What should I be aware of?
All right. So again, most of these regulations are governed by the local planning authority, which differs depending on which municipality you are interested in. So for example, Kingston would have different guidelines than Montego Bay, right? So it is first of all, because acquiring property is a process. It is not something that is just confined in a nutshell. It is a process by looking at, hey, I'll give you an example. And we're gonna go back to beachfront. But I'll give you an example. In Montego Bay, there are two communities, more to the upper high-end communities, Iron Shore and Coral Gardens. And both of them, they are neighboring. There's one street, Sugar Mill Road, that separates both communities. But they have different restrictions, different allowances for building, right? So in Negril, if my client is going to be interested in Negril, depending on the property, first of all, again, in Negril as well, the Beach Road has different regulations from West End, right? So what I do is I get in touch with NECALPA, which is the Negril Area Local Planning Authority, and tell them the specific parcel of land and say, listen, this is on the ocean side. Let me know what are your restrictions, because they have different restrictions in terms of distance from the wave, and also height restrictions.
Right. Okay. Are there any tax benefits to purchasing a vacation home?
All right. It depends on how you set up your financial picture. So if you're using an LLC to do your purchase, then the benefits that you get would differ from if you're making a purchase as a private individual.
Right.
Right.
Now, LLC is just if you're purchasing through a business,
right,
a company.
Right, a limited liability company. Right. Yes. So there are different tax benefits.
What about the maintenance costs?
All right. So maintenance costs is based upon whatever amenities exist on your property. So for a property that has a swimming pool, maybe a gym that is equipped, it has 24-hour security, gated, your maintenance cost is going to be an accurate reflection of what it costs to pay for those services on a monthly basis, right? So if you're living in a complex that only the only amenity it has is that there is security at the gate, of course your maintenance cost is going to be way less, right? So yeah, it differs. It is not a one size fits all when it comes down to maintenance costs.
I know some people, they buy the vacation home and it's intended to be their second home, right? But in the interim, when you're not there, can you rent it out as, say, an Airbnb and recoup some of your investment?
All right. So the first thing, very, very good question. The first thing that the savvy investor does is ensure that you know what you're buying. Because in recent years, I think a lot of HOAs that are homeowner associations have now taken a sour note to that sort of an activity on their property. And those are, you know, shorter transient stays, which in some places have been associated with unruly behavior, right? So if you are buying a property that, whether now or in the future, you plan to monetize it by offering those sort of experiences, short-term stays, you need to first ensure that is something that is allowed by the HOA.
How do you find that out?
Oh, it's very easy, because Jamaica has a very strong strata act, and all of these developments are called strata. For North American purchasers, they might be more familiar with the term HOA, right? So the strata is basically the same thing. It's shared ownership. So your realtor will be the person who will be your liaison between yourself and that committee to find out what is allowed and what is not. And if your realtor is supposed to ensure that this is something that they find out and let you know that, hey, listen, they have a no Airbnb policy here. So if you're planning to do this in the future or now, then let's keep looking, because this is not your property.
Because they had the court case last year as well.
Exactly. Because in some instances, it is something that they are trying to change mid-flip. So probably it started by the committee having a laid-back approach or no policy regarding that sort of activity. And then people start complaining, and now they want to change it when there are investors who have bought into that property
for that
specific purpose.
Right. Right. Wow. Okay. So
You've spoken a lot about the North Coast when we're taking vacation homes, but there are other types of experiences right. in Jamaica too. Some people want to go the eco-friendly route.
That's right.
What are some good locations for that?
All right, great. Very good question again, because as I said, Jamaica does offer a diverse range of options depending on what floats your boat, right? So for the person who is more interested in the eco-friendly vacation, my obvious choices would be St. Thomas, Portland in the east, and if they're on the south coast, we're talking about St. Elizabeth. You know, I call those off the beaten path that does offer the authentic Jamaican experience at a grassroots level. You know, so it's there for that person who wants it. If you're not interested in the hustle and bustle, if you want a private villa that you're only seeing your family, or the persons who are a part of your group for the day, St. Mary, you get that at various locations. Portland, you get that in a lot of locations. On the South Coast, St. Elizabeth, Treasure Beach, that sort of experience. Culloden, White House, you get a lot of that experience.
Mm-hmm. Is there any difference in purchasing property in different parishes? Or is it just one law for the whole of Jamaica and is everything the same?
Oh, the process is the same. The process is the same. What you find out though, and as I said, Jamaica is still an emerging real estate market, right? So if you will find out that you have a different experience. The process is the same, but you have a different experience depending on where you go. For example, in Kingston, Kingston is hip. Kingston is trendy. Kingston is first world, right?
So culture.
Exactly.
Music.
And you're going to get processes that everybody, most persons are familiar with. You know, the real estate process in Kingston, you'll find persons in the process who they know exactly what they're doing. If you go rural, you go somewhere, Islington in St. Mary, or if you go down to, Black River in St. Elizabeth, you might have persons who are less comfortable with the process and are still used to Mr. Brown hearing that Mr. Walker has a piece of land selling, and they call the Mr. Brown is in England, they call the daughter and say, oh, here's your father of that selling. Mm-hmm. And they say, okay, how much you want it for? And a lot of times that works out in misunderstanding, because it's not a guided process, you know? So it's an informal process, but at the end of the day, it goes through the same circuit because it has to be a part of the conveyancing process, which is changing ownership of property, real property in Jamaica from one owner to the other. So yes, the process is not different. It's just that the participants might be at a different knowledge level.
In terms of both buyers and sellers.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that's why we need the agent.
Definitely. Definitely.
Anything else we should know, St. Albin?
Okay. All right. So for someone who is interested in vacation property in Jamaica, what they should know is that they need to be focused and know exactly what their end game is. They need to know where I want to be. They need to know what their budget is. They need to know their timeline. And they need to know what exactly is going to be done with this property. And that is going to be the determining factor that is going to assist your realtor in performing. Because at the end of the day, a realtor is a middleman. A realtor is someone who makes your dreams and aspirations become a reality based upon your input, right? So owning vacation property, have your checklists, have those questions answered, talk to your realtor, and I mean, you can't go wrong, because as I said, Jamaica is a cultural, is a paradise with a strong culture, very strong culture. People who come to Jamaica are always impacted in some way, right? So the person who is planning to invest in real estate, once you follow that checklist, have a good realtor, then you're on your way to, you know, making your dreams become a reality.
Awesome. Thank you so much, St. Albin. Appreciate it.
All right. Appreciate it as well.
Are you considering transferring to an internationally accredited university? No need to look any further. Make the right choice by transferring to the UCC. Undergraduate students who have successfully completed college courses at another institution may transfer their credits at any time to the UCC in order to complete an accredited degree and gain access to very attractive career opportunities available to current students and graduates. Our local, regional, and international career services partners will work closely with each student to explore and identify high-paying virtual and in-person career opportunities, jobs, and internships across the Caribbean and the U.S. Visit our website, ucc.edu.jm, for details.
That's it for this episode of The Property Source, powered by RE/MAX Elite Realty. Follow RE/MAX Elite Realty all over social media. And remember to like this video and share with your friends. Also, subscribe to this channel to keep up with all things real estate. I'm Khalila Reynolds. Let's get this money.
This episode was brought to you by the University of the Commonwealth Caribbean.